AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kamala Harris says with 5 days to go in the campaign, voters have a choice between two different visions.
The choice being offered by Donald Trump is about going backward, about a constant emphasis on degrading the American people and our capacity, versus a track that is about bringing the country together, knowing we have more in common than what separates us.
The candidates are again focusing on battleground states, today shifting more to the West. Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, is in North Carolina. He says their message of change impacts young people.
You're the first generation in the history of the United States of America that is unlikely to be able to own a home, that is unlikely to be able to earn a wage on which you can raise a family, that is more likely to be indebted than you are to accumulate wealth.
Trump is traveling to New Mexico and Virginia in the campaign's final days, choosing to stump for votes in states that Republicans haven't won in decades. People in Los Angeles are still celebrating after Max Muncy and the Dodgers won the World Series.
Unbelievable. Just pure, spectacular enjoyment. Top of the world. It's hard to explain.
Fans in L.A. celebrated. They got rowdy. They set a city bus on fire, broke into stores, and set off fireworks. A dozen arrests have been reported. The Dodgers plan to celebrate their World Series championship tomorrow with a downtown parade, followed by a celebration at Dodger Stadium. The British government has apologized for the death of a 9-year-old girl who is believed to be the first person in the U.K. to have air pollution listed on her death certificate after a decade-long battle that highlighted the risks vehicle emissions pose to children in low-income communities. Israel's rescue services says projectiles fired from Lebanon killed two more people in northern Israel, raising the death toll there to 7. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. Crews are searching for bodies from massive flooding in Spain. At least 160 people have died.
With over 150 people killed in one region alone, the death toll could rise more as search efforts continue. An unknown number remain missing. Spain's transport minister says dead bodies remain inside some of the hundreds of stranded vehicles, wrecked vehicles, tree branches, downed power lines and household items are mired in a layer of mud covering the streets of Barrio de la Torre. Just one of dozens of localities in the hard-hit eastern region of Valencia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A report by the UN's food agency, the World Food Program, says severe food crises threaten hundreds of thousands of people in vulnerable areas, including the Palestinian territories, Sudan, South Sudan, Haiti, and Mali, where populations face near famine. All of those territories remain at the highest concern level by the UN. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.